I've been listening to you this evening. One of the things I heard that I didn't know before is you count the seventh day as Friday. Is that because you want to distance yourself from other religions, as in Christianity Sunday, the Jewish faith on Saturday, etc.? Or is it an account of possibly the calendar you used?
No, I'll explain. You see, in Islam, according to the in the Holy Quran, the days which are mentioned in which the universe was created are not the same days as we know in the ordinary experience, daily experience on earth. In the Bible, unfortunately, some interpolated, added certain conditions which we believe were not initially there, which turned the concept of days into these days of ordinary 24 hours. For instance, when you read about the creation process of creation, you also read that the sun rose and the new day began. The sun set and the day ended.
Backwards instead of forwards.
That was stupid. And no stupidity can be attributed to God. So the Holy Quran rectified the idea. It spoke of days, but never of sun rising or the sun setting. Mm-hmm. And also it explained that some days are much longer than you think. So the Holy Quran goes on informing us that some days, according to your reckoning, are 24 hours, and according to God's reckoning, are 5,000 years. And in another place, the Holy Quran says that some days, according to God's reckoning, are 50,000 years. So that is just a demonstration that the measure of day is not the same as you believe when you relate it to God. It may vary. So from this token, we understand that when God spoke to earlier prophets, you know, in ancient days, He must have been speaking the same language in which He spoke to the Holy Quran, to the Holy Prophet. But because Bible remained unwritten for the large part of its history, it came to be written only 200 years before Jesus Christ. So that is why there is much room for misunderstandings, lack of proper memory, and misquotations, and so on.
Different interpretations.
And also adding new interpretations to the Word of God. Now, it can happen simply even sometimes without somebody being dishonest. For instance, if we project long before, so to make things, and we may add rising of sun, knowing that this is what was meant. So no harm is done. Message is not changed. But the message is changed without our knowing it, you know. So we do not attribute the same significance to the day on which God rested. So we call the seventh day only the day of special prayers and the day of rest. Whichever that day be it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever it is, in whatever religion, a day is specifically chosen to leave the worldly pursuit and to concentrate on the memory of Allah. That day becomes the seventh day for that people.
Thank you very much,
right?
Sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.